It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Wildlife expert stumped by unusually tiny cub named JJ.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's News.
And it's brought to you by Nom Nom, life in the snack lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
And the Colville Pro Rodeo.
Thank you, Pro Rodeo. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I will do my very best to stay on this ride the entire time.
Wish you luck.
Thank you, Jay.
Yep.
Well, we brought it up earlier in our little game, the fact that Pepsi has now got some competition at number two for the most sold carbonated soft drink in America.
Mm.
It was long. I mean, Coca-Cola is the runaway winner with 19.2% of
count,
the market share.
Does that count all Coke products, Kevin? I mean,
no,
like
just
Coke
Coca-Cola.
Or just the
just
regular,
Coke.
Just
regular
the granddaddy.
Coke.
Okay.
Regular Coke.
All right.
Oh. Okay. Number one with 19.2%.
Okay.
Pepsi had always been number two with an 8.3 share of the marketplace.
Okay.
But Dr. Pepper has done it. They have snuck their way up there. They slowly been climbing over the years, and they did it. They snuck their way into a tie for second place with Pepsi at 8.3% of the all-carbonated soft drinks sold in the U.S. Pretty impressive.
That is. Yeah, that's
knocking off Diet Coke that is in the top five. Also Sprite in the top five.
Mm-hmm.
Any other guesses? Well, that's all that can be in the top five.
Right. I was going to say, wasn't that five? I feel like it was.
Yep, yeah. That was five because of a tie at two.
I'm going to say I have no other guesses for the top five.
You can't think of anybody else that might be popular?
I mean, okay. I mean, I got to go to the diet end of it, right? Like the Diet Cokes and the...
Yeah, Diet Coke was the number three.
And the Coke Zero and the Diet Pepsi and...
Yeah, Diet Pepsi is right up there, Jay.
What about Dew?
Mountain Dew. There it is. That was the other one that I was waiting for someone to say. Mountain Dew is in the top 10. Of course it is.
Wanna
it's
Fanta?
Mountain Dew. What's that?
Wanna Fanta? Fanta?
Fanta?
Fanta?
Fanta?
I don't know. Is Fanta
for the guy who claims he loves orange soda.
Can't say words.
Fanta. I want a Fanta.
That would be, I want a Fanta.
Want a Fanta.
Suddenly I'm like Count Dracula.
Okay, Steve.
It's very popular in Transylvania.
Yes, a Fanta.
This is not from the same survey, but I found something that said most popular sodas by state.
Oh, all right.
And I thought, okay, well, I'm willing to look at this and see what we think.
Sure, take a gander.
Of the most popular sodas. Minnesota, that's where you just recently came from.
I get it, Minnesota.
And guess what it was, Steve?
Fanta?
It was orange soda.
Was it really?
Wow,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, orange soda was the winner in Minnesota.
In Minnesota.
And I was like, okay, I'm pretty jealous of that.
You're jealous of that?
Well, yeah, because I like orange soda.
Well, it doesn't mean you'd get any if you live there.
California, they say their most popular is cream soda.
Really?
So good. Delaware is the Dr. Pepper state. Hawaii, Diet Coke. Idaho, Diet Coke. Let's see if we can find Montana, guys. They're close to us. What do they drink in Montana?
They feel like they have a more like a Dew or a high octane.
Pepsi.
Oh, dang it.
It's so weird because Coke is number one, but yet there is not Coke as the answer for any. I don't see any state that has Coke as the answer. How does that make any sense?
It doesn't. No.
It doesn't make any sense. Yeah, I'm trying to say I do not see a Coke in any.
I feel like the South,
state.
That's all they drink is Coke.
That
I mean,
is correct.
Everything's
Jay.
Called a Coke. I mean, it's like you go there and you go, hey, you want a Coke? And you go, yeah, which version? What do you mean?
Pepsi.
Yeah. Well, no, you're not going to get that. But
Coke is made in Atlanta, Georgia. Is that correct?
Sure.
I think it is Georgia someplace. I
got to find Georgia and see. The number one soda in Georgia. It has
it's
to
be
Coke,
yeah.
Right?
I'm
oh, no. It's
most
Mihi.
Most what chart are you looking at? I just pulled up this chart. Last updated February 13th, Georgia Coke.
Right, the way it ought to be. This is some dumb.
It also says like California Coke.
It was not the great. It was not the survey that I was reading. This just said most popular soda by state 2024.
There's some interesting ones on this one. This one has this one has updated February 13th, 2024. What is L81? ALE, the number 8, I one.
I don't know. It's not right.
That's for Kentucky.
You know what ours is in Washington according to this stupid list?
I'll look at what is on my list. What's yours?
Green River Soda.
This is so dumb. This survey is now stupid.
No, it made me mad.
This says favorite soda by state, and then it says Washington, and it says Starbucks.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
Huh?
That's funny.
Okay, I was having a good time with the list.
Vermont, maple syrup. Ha, ha, ha. Okay.
The actual numbers where they were talking about, you know, sodas that were sold.
Yeah, yeah.
Coke number one, Pepsi and Dr. Pepper tied for number two. Diet Coke number three, Sprite was number four, and then Diet Pepsi number five. I was down with that list, but the rest of these state things, I could make up a map too.
Right.
And mine would make sense at least.
Right.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Are you okay? What happened?
Oops.
Oh, it came unplugged. Yeah.
My headphone thingy came out of the plug.
Thingy.
Kevin James.
Hey, if you're going to talk over people's heads.
I'm sorry about all the technical jargon.
Yeah.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
Okie dokie.
Man, the time machine has been busy today. We've jumped in the time machine a couple times today to go back. Looked at young producer Steve as a 15-year-old umpire calling people out in the suburbs of Chicago. But now we go back in time. What if it were 1974? June 4th, 1974. Why does that date matter to anybody? What matters a lot to me, because that was the day that the NFL said, Seattle, congratulations, you can have a professional football
team. Wow, look at there.
Now, 1976 was season one, but 74 on this day was the day that they said, congrats, Seahawks, you get to be a team. And thank you for that. Did you make a noise, Steve?
Was I supposed to?
Oh, I thought I heard you go, oh.
Oh, no, yeah. I would go, hooray.
Who'd everybody root for before the Seahawks, Kevin?
Jay, I don't know. I mean, I guess I was Cowboys maybe a little bit, but I was very young. I mean, I was six years old.
Yeah.
So I do remember kind of liking the Cowboys, but I think it was because they were on TV and I didn't know any better.
Probably, yeah.
Right? It was like the only thing I could ever see on TV.
Yeah, I get that.
I didn't know
and then
any better.
Seahawks came about when I was... You know, 6 years old.
Yeah, for sure.
So it was like...
Yeah, that's right in the wheelhouse.
Perfect timing.
Grabbing a hold of a team, yeah.
Was there any voting for the name of the team, or was it just originally...
Well, not that I remember, Steve. There probably was, but obviously as a six-year-old, I didn't get to vote.
Okay. Well...
It's kind of like voting for stuff in Seattle now.
Six-year-olds can't do it? Is that what you're saying?
No, my vote doesn't matter.
Oh, okay, I understand. Yeah, right. Okay, that's fair.
Shouldn't have said voting in Seattle. Voting in our state now.
Oh, I see. Okay. That was funnier.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, that was funnier. Yeah. I enjoyed that.
Sorry we didn't follow it.
Let me give you that.
1976, also Steve Largent. One of the, I would put Steve Largent as one of the top... top five Seattle athletes ever?
Whoa.
Is that fair?
I don't know.
I mean, number one with running away is...
Russell Wilson.
Ken Griffey Jr. Ken Griffey Jr. is number one. Russell is number two. Russ is number two, and King Griffey Jr. was the most popular player.
Yeah, it's
in
hard to argue.
All of the
so likable too. I mean, you know what I mean? That's that and you got to count that.
Russ, I thought for a while maybe had a chance to take him over. Nope. That did not end well. I mean, Steve Largent could be third.
Steve Largent, number seven, according to the list from Seattle.
Okay, so who do they have in there? They probably have...
You'll never get it.
They're going to have... I mean, is Gary Payton in there?
Gary Payton, you got that one. He and Sean Kemp are tied for number five, which you don't get to have ties. That's
no,
dumb.
No, that's kind of dumb, because that's the problem. I was like, I didn't know which one to pick of them.
Yeah.
The glove, right?
Thank you.
Warren Moon, number 10. Ichiro, 9. Clint Dempsey of the Sounders is number 8.
Mm-hmm.
Largent, 7. Sue Bird, 6. Payton and Kemp at 5. Steve Entman is number 4. Larry Wilkins is number 3.
Lenny Wilkins.
What did I say?
Larry.
Oh, Lenny Wilkins.
I was very confused.
Yeah.
It's his brother.
No, I disagree with that list.
It's his brother.
Greatly.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Well, I mean.
You got to go with all sports, apparently.
Love Steve Entman.
Mm-hmm.
Local boy.
Yeah.
But he just played for the Huskies.
Right.
He didn't play for the Seahawks. What does this just say? Seattle athletes?
Uh-huh, yeah. Well, I think you said that.
Well, I did, but I meant people who played for Seattle professionally.
I see. Okay.
You know what I mean?
I gotcha, yeah.
You had to play for a Seattle team.
Yeah, you wanted pro
order
athletes.
For me to root for you. Yeah. Okay, well, let's move on from that. Seahawks, 1974, this day. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's cool.
1992, the U.S. Postal Service announced that people preferred the younger Elvis stamp to the older Elvis stamp and discontinued the older Elvis.
Well, no kidding. Elvis. I mean, come on.
Yeah, why did they even think that? You know what? Maybe it was the whole, if you lick the older Elvis, it tastes like bacon.
No, stop.
Or something.
What?
And I mean, like,
here's an idea. Always, if you're going to put a person's picture on a stamp, always make it their best.
Yes. I mean...
let's say that you and I get to have a stamp, and they look and they go, oh, they look really good in this picture. Oh, they look really tired in this picture. Let's put them both
and see what people like.
Well, what do you think's going to happen?
Do you think we could make stamps of you guys?
Illegally, sure.
Oh. No, you think they do that? You could customize a stamp?
I don't.
Probably.
Well, I think that's a sticker.
Good point, Jay. That is called a sticker.
So you're saying it wouldn't be delivered?
Yeah. Well, you can put it on there, but it's not going to get anywhere.
You may not be able to mail anything, but you could certainly do it, Steve.
Just go ahead, slap a sticker on the back of that thing. It's not going to get mailed.
I don't know. Yeah. I think it'd be kind of cool to have a Jay and Kevin Forever stamp.
Oh, boy.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Well, you're the one. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. Come. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I mean, it's over $100,000 wedding. Come
Somebody's going to pop in. Yeah.
Someone's going to sneak
very
in.
Very likely.
Yeah. I also, when I first read this, all I did is just got mad.
Kevin James.
How did I miss out on this
one? Yeah, I was going to say, this is all about you trying to figure out.
How did I miss out on DJing this one? The band and a DJ? That seems like way less work.
Yeah, right?
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Hey! Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show.
Morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning.
How are you, man?
Doing great.
What you up to?
Taking my twin 10-year-olds to school right now.
Very good. What school do they go to?
They go to 9 Mile Falls Elementary.
Okay. I'm going to guess they're counting the days at this point.
We've only got a few left. Yes, sir.
Yeah, congrats on that. It always is a little bit different for the parents than I think for the kids, but still, everybody's probably happy.
Absolutely.
Well, let's do a little Beat the Show here, brought to you by Dutch Bros. And our category today is the world-famous category of housekeepers and maids, I believe. Was that right, Steve?
I said maids and housekeepers, but you're more correct, being alphabetically in order. So we'll change it to that.
Chris, let's see how we do here with this category. You're going to get 7 questions in 60 seconds. Who would you like to challenge, me or Kevin?
My boy said Kevin.
Okay. All right. Well, we can't.
Yeah, and
we
understand that. Like, normally, like, I don't know how to clean or anything
that. Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah.
Jay is kind of a little bit of a housekeeper, but I do have an inside track on this, maybe.
Okay. All right. I don't know. All right. Kevin's out of here. You feel free to have the boys help you if need be, Chris. And here we go. Pass if you get stuck. All right.
Sounds good.
Here we go.
All righty, Chris. Who is the star of the 2002 movie Made in Manhattan?
Jennifer Lopez.
How many maids a milking in 12 Days of Christmas?
12.
Berta was the maid on 2.5 Men. Who played Charlie on that show?
Charlie Sheen.
What was the name of the housekeeper on the TV show The Brady Bunch?
Alice.
Tony was the housekeeper on Who's the Boss? What famous Tony played Tony on that TV show?
Tony Danza.
The Housekeeper is a movie starring Denise Richards. What version of The Real Housewives has she been on?
Oh, gosh. Ooh. Orange County.
This former SNL cast member played Annie Walker in Bridesmaids. Name her.
Kristen Wiig.
Wow, that's all of them.
Yeah, we got through all
Kevin!
Of them.
Kevin! Oh, man.
Plenty of time, too.
Yeah, you flew through those. I don't know how many were right or wrong, Chris. We'll find out together. But yeah.
I mean, that's...
Yeah. Hey, let's put it this way. Kevin, this man here, the father of twin boys, and more, we don't know. Do you have more children, too, Chris, or no?
I've got 2 smaller ones, 4 and almost 3.
Okay, well, at least you have a lot of free time, then.
Yes.
Chris blasted through these questions, Kevin. Let's see how you
fast.
Do. Yeah, he was very quick.
Barely even got a nap in.
Do you normally take a nap?
Sometimes.
Sometimes during the show, Steve. It's a thing.
I have to meditate sometimes so that I don't get angry with you.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, let's see how we do here, Captain Maid Housekeeper.
It's fair. Who is the star of the 2002 movie Made in Manhattan?
Jennifer Lopez.
How many maids a milking in 12 Days of Christmas?
8.
Berta was the maid on 2.5 Men. Who played Charlie on that show?
Charlie Sheen.
What was the name of the housekeeper on the TV show The Brady Bunch?
Flo? No.
What?
Flo, no.
Alice.
Tony was the housekeeper on Who's the Boss? What famous Tony played Tony on that TV show?
Tony Danza.
The Housekeeper is a movie starring Denise Richards. What version of The Real Housewives has she been on?
Oh, man, I remember. It must have been Beverly Hills because that was the one I watched.
This former SNL cast member played Annie Walker in Bridesmaids. Name her.
Kristen Wiig.
At the buzzer, we'll see how we did. I'm going to tell you that nearly all of your answers were the same. Well, we only need to go through the ones that are different. You both got J-Lo. I'm assuming that's a point.
Correct. Yep.
The next one is one of the first ones, one of the few that you differed on, is how many maids of milking. And Kevin went with 8 and Chris went with 12.
It is 8.
Oh,
8 maids of milking?
Cheering against
the minute 12 came out of my mouth, I knew it was wrong.
Dang it. And then Charlie Sheen played Charlie. I assume that's correct.
Yep.
All right, 3-2. Kevin with Flo as the...
I changed it.
As the maid, and then it was like, no. Flo, no.
Well, were you thinking of the Progressive commercial?
No, I was thinking of Flo's Diner.
Okay, I know
because
you were.
Alice was on there, too.
Yeah, she was. Yeah. Different Alice, but yeah.
And B. Davis, I would have accepted that as well.
And B. Davis, so it's 4-3. You both got the Tony Danza for Tony.
Yeah, who's the boss?
Yep, that's 5-4. Then we got to the question 6. This is where we separated again.
Yeah, The Housekeeper movie starring Denise Richards. What version of The Real Housewives has she been on?
Kevin went with Beverly Hills, and Chris went with Orange County.
Beverly Hills is right.
Wow, Kevin was 6 in a row.
I watched some of that one.
Yeah. And then the last one, everybody said Kristen Wiig, which I'm assuming is correct.
That is right, yeah.
Wow. So that left seven for Kevin and five for Chris. I know, Chris. It's unfair, honestly.
Nicely done.
Yeah. I wish Chris would have got six because, you know, the rule is if you get six, you automatically win. Unless Kevin, unless you just want to automate Kevin. Unless
seven
you,
of them.
I know. Yeah. Chris, unfortunately, Kevin got you today. Can you pick a number and then try to be that number and then we'll get you your $15 to Dutch Bros?
Sure. We'll do number seven.
Number seven. Hey, man, thanks for playing. Well done.
Absolutely.
Tell the kids hi for us and I hope they have a last few days. When's their last day? Do you know off the top of your head, Chris? Is it like the 14th?
I don't know. I think so. I think they got a field day coming up.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. No, yeah, I mean, let's face it. Everybody's mailing it in at this point.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Are we going to put on a Jay and Kevin stamp on that mail?
Okay. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate you, buddy.
All right. Thank y'all.
Yep. Caller 7-509-441-0999. Kevin, seven. How about that?
Well, I know. I told you I had some inside track. I mean, I had. You guys must remember that a few years ago I had dated. Maid/housekeeper, whatever you...
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I mean, you're not going to get the... What's her name back in there?
Well, that I guess...
Meghan Markle?
Yeah.
You don't think so?
Nah.
Kevin James.
She's busy ruining families.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Burke's Disaster Restoration.
Would you guys like to play a round of Guessy Guessy?
For a prize? For a prizey prizey?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it. Anybody listening can play right now. Yeah. All you have to do is get this question right.
Okay. What is the stat?
The number one cause of injury in homes is falling down.
Okay, yeah.
Makes sense.
Right.
What is number two?
Oh.
Number two. What is the number two cause of injuries?
Interesting.
After falling down.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not allowed to guessy-guessy, correct?
You are not.
Okay. 509-441-0999. We'll find something for you. I know we got some tickets in there that we can open up the prize vault for you. 509-441-0999. The number two, what is it again, Kevin? How's it phrased?
The number two way people get injured in their home. Number one, falling down. What is the number two way people get injured in their home?
Jane, Kevin Show, hello.
Hello.
Hi, what do you think it is?
Is it moving stuff?
Moving
not
stuff.
It.
No, dang it. Okay, thank you. Hi, Jane, Kevin Show.
Hi.
Hi, what do you think it is?
I think it's burns.
Burns, ooh.
That was my first guess, too.
Yeah.
Cooking something, you burn.
That makes sense.
That's not what it is.
That's not it. Okay. All right. Thank you. Hi, Jane, Kevin Show.
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
I think it's yard work.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
That's a great one. Been there every weekend.
I wonder if they took the yard out of this because that has to be number two.
Is the word injury or?
The number one cause of injury.
Injury, yeah.
In the home. So maybe that's why it's falling down.
Yeah.
What is number two?
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Coyote Country, hi. Hello? Oh, my bad. I didn't push the button hard enough. Oh, it's not working. Oh, there it is. Hi, Coyote Country.
Oh, no, that, man.
That one was my bad. Jane, Kevin Show, hello.
Hello.
What do you think it might be?
Getting burned.
Nope, not getting burned. Nope.
Oh, I thought he said James Bond.
James Bond, Coyote Country, hello.
Same thing.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, what do you think it is?
Kicking something.
Kicking something.
Oh, stubbing your toe on the bed. I would put that up there for my list.
That is the worst.
Do not like it. That's not it.
I know somebody just broke a toe doing that not that long ago.
Ooh,
yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah, right. Oh, sorry, you hung up. You didn't think you had the right answer. Jay and Kevin Show, hello.
Hi. You have an answer yet?
I mean, not a right one.
Oh, okay. Well, this one's probably not right either, but I think it might be watching your mom dance.
All right, goodbye.
Funny boy. Funny boy with the glasses.
Jay and Kevin Show, hello.
Hi.
Hi, what do you think it is?
Well, I think it's sleeping wrong.
Oh, yeah, that's boy. I've been injured doing that.
Truth.
Yeah.
I will tell you, I've been injured the way you, I mean, sleeping wrong. I've done that. I have never done this injury that they say is number two.
Okay.
Huh.
I feel like kids are the number one culprit of it. Number one culprit, just going too fast or doing, you know, just being kids. Number one culprit of so what they say is the
falling
number two
is number
injury.
One.
Yep.
And two is this. Okay, Jay and Kevin Show, hello.
Hi.
Hi, what'd you think?
Is it dropping something on your foot?
Oh, dropping something, very good answer.
Do you want to tell us about it?
No, but it happens a lot.
It does.
Thank you, appreciate it. Oh, man, yeah, that's a bad one.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Coyote Country, hi. That's all right. Jay and Kevin Show. Oh, jeez. That's what I was going
to
guess.
This is one that we used to have a neighbor kid that would come over and play all the time.
Yeah.
And I don't know why.
And it would happen to him?
Everybody else figured it out except for him. And it was like, dude.
Everything I keep thinking of, it's a version of falling. So that's obviously not it.
Nope. Yeah, you don't fall on this one.
Okay, Jane Kevin Show, hello.
Hello.
What do you think?
Is it cutting yourself?
Cutting yourself, Kevin?
Oh, no, not cutting yourself.
I mean, I could see that, too. Like, oh, yeah, I'm chopping up an onion. Hi, Jane Kevin Show.
Hey, how's it going? Is it cutting yourself?
Oh, man, somebody just guessed it just before you got there. Yeah, just before you got there. All right, thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call. Coyote Country, hi.
Hi.
Hi, what you think?
Is it slipping down the carpet stairs?
See, that's what I was thinking, too, man. But it's technically falling.
Yeah, that is falling.
Kevin, you want to give us another hint?
I do. It has to do with glass.
Glass?
Huh. Has to do with glass. Hello, Jay and Kevin Show.
Hi.
Hi, what do you think?
How about sticking something in their ear or their nose?
You've been around kids too much.
Well, we've all seen
it's
it.
Not it, though.
Yeah, that penny doesn't belong there.
Oh. Number two injury in your home, falling is number one. This, they say, is the number two injury.
Huh.
Now, I will say, if you do this thing, especially, you know, if, like you're a kid, you're going fast or whatever, it's going to hurt. There's no avoiding the hurt.
Jane Kevin Show? No. Hi, Coyote Country.
Is it running into the glass sliding door?
Oh, I love that one.
You are the winner.
100%. Really?
Oh! Walking or running into the sliding glass door.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
What are we birds? What's going on here?
Steve, it happens all the time. I feel like with, you know, kids or whatever, if you have it really clean.
Yeah.
And the thing is, of course, what do they do when they come in? They leave it open.
Right,
and then as the person paying the bill for the heat or the cooling, you shut it, and then they're just running around. And
that's hilarious.
Bonk!
Oh, I love
Jordan
that.
Jordan Rowetter, 500 times.
Come on, Jordan, you're better than that.
I repeat my question. What are we, birds?
What's your name?
My name is Jenna.
Jenna, hold on for a second. Congratulations. Well done. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Man.